On this Memorial Day, we go to France to learn about a French volunteer organization that adopts the graves of American soldiers who died during the World War II D-Day invasion and are buried on the coast of Normandy. Eleanor Beardsley reports.
High on a bluff above Omaha Beach, the American cemetery at Colville-sur-Mer is a place of stunning beauty and tranquility. Rising from thick, manicured grass, rows of white crosses and stars of David face westward towards America. It's hard to imagine that 64 years ago war raged here, but there are 10,000 graves to prove it. Among them is the uncle of a North Carolina NPR listener, Jenny Malcolm. Walter Malcolm was killed near here 2 months after D-Day. Last summer, while investigating her uncle's death, Jenny Malcolm came across the French volunteer organization Les Fleurs de la Mémoire, or Flowers of Memory. Jenny Malcolm said she mustered up her best French and asked if flowers could be placed on her uncle's grave. 2 months later, she received a photo of his grave in the mail.
It had been prepared for a photograph with sand taken from the beach, filling in the letter form so that you can see the contrast between the letter forms and the white marble, with a beautiful bouquet of flowers. And it was quite an emotional experience to receive that.
Jenny Malcolm was particularly touched because her uncle's immediate family are all now dead and no one had ever visited his grave. Marie-Thérèse Lavieille, who founded the organization 8 years ago with her husband, says it's important that each soldier be remembered when their own families can't come anymore.
When we join, we promise to visit the grave and to lay flowers on the grave. And sometimes the people take flowers from their own gardens.
This year, dozens of members of Les Fleurs de la Mémoire have shown up at Colville-sur-Mer for the annual Memorial Day ceremony, which begins with a flyover by U.S. fighter jets in the missing man formation.
Notre Père, qui es aux cieux.
A French priest recites the Lord's Prayer, then a rabbi chants the Kaddish, and a French military band plays the Star-Spangled Banner. But behind the grand ceremony, a simple tribute unfolds at the back of the cemetery. 50-year-old Jean-Michel Miette kneels in front of the grave of Jenny's uncle, Private First Class Walter C. Malcolm. Miette is the one who adopted Malcolm's grave, and he has come from Paris this morning to honor him. He has brought flowers and written a letter.
I want to read something for Walter. I'm apologizing because I'm speaking French. Okay, cher Walter.
Jean-Michel Miette, like Jenny Malcolm, discovered Les Fleurs de la Mémoire last summer. He says the organization has enabled him to honor the American soldiers who sacrificed their lives for his country and for liberty.
Du fond du cœur, avec...
Excuse me. With enormous emotion in my heart, I want to say thank you, Walter, says Miette. I will never forget you or your heroic compatriots.
Je ne t'oublierai jamais. God bless America.
Since Les Fleurs de la Mémoire brought them together, Jean-Michel Miette and Jenny Malcolm now speak regularly on the telephone. Jenny Malcolm says she feels her uncle Walter finally has family to visit his grave. As a lone trumpet plays taps, Memorial Day at Colville-sur-Mer draws to a close. I'm Eleanor Beardsley at the American Cemetery in Colville-sur-Mer, France.